104.3, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. Good morning, everybody. It's the Ed Lover Morning Show. So the Grammys were on last night.
Yeah, I caught a little bit of it. Did you catch any at all?
I caught some of it. I was actually trying to watch it on JetBlue on a plane coming from New York. So yeah, the Grammys were last night, and congratulations to everybody that won a Grammy.
I know. I was really happy with everybody. Like, Drake won for Best Rap Song. He won for God's Plan,
right?
Which is totally my anthem for 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Cardi B won for Best Rap Album.
I have a whole big first female that won Best Rap
First
album
female. Incredible. Ever. I had goosebumps because I love her so much.
Not for me.
No, huh?
The whole Grammys was down in the toilet.
Nuh-uh.
Flush it for me.
Oh, I do not agree with you.
I'm going to tell you why.
Please tell me why.
I'm going to tell you why. This is for me. Now, everybody else might be like, okay, Ed. All right, Ed. But for me, this is Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
And Black History Month is a big month for African Americans in this country, right? And no other culture has to sit back and watch them put every single week something major happen. Why the Grammys couldn't be in another month? We had the Super Bowl at the beginning of the month, took away from Black History Month. The Grammys took away from Black History Month. Then we got the NBA All-Star Game coming next week. Takes away from Black History Month. And I don't care how many black people win an award. Nobody's concentrating on the history of African Americans in this country. Then we got the Oscars. That's the last weekend of Black History Month. We already got the shortest month of the whole year.
Yeah.
They did nothing on the Grammys to stop and pay homage. Okay, Motown.
Well, even J-Lo performed Motown.
I'm fine. I don't have a problem with who performs what. And I had a lot of people get at me on social media like, oh, how can you defend J-Lo? I don't care. I care that it's Black History Month, and I care that the young people that's coming up are not seeing a real celebration because they're being distracted by all of these major events that happen in Black History Month. The Super Bowl used to be in January. It was never in February.
How long do you think it's been in February now, the Super Bowl?
We'll have to look that up.
Let's
it used
do
to be in January. I'll come back. I'm going to tell you some more of why I got a problem with this. We got more coming up. It's the Ed Lover Morning Show. Good morning, Chicago.